From BBC Radio Nottingham, this is a Nottingham Christmas Carol. One story told over 4 days, in the morning at 8:55 and in the evening at 5:40.
But now what? Am I trapped here? In the spirit world?
To Caspar Stinge's horror, a dark, hooded figure stood before him, 4 feet taller than the top of his head, the ghost of Christmas Tomorrow. The air felt cold against Stinge's bald turkey skin. He shivered violently as the cloudy hand stretched out and grabbed him by the throat, pulling him inside of a long black coat and into a grey world of dust and smog, curdling the greedy blood that soared through the supermarket owner's heart.
Who are you? Why won't you speak to me? Can we just put a stop to this now? Honestly, I've learned my lesson. I just want to make things right now. Where are we?
To be honest with you, I'm glad to see the back of that bloke. One less energy-sucking leech on this planet. I know it sounds awful to say it, but he really was not a nice man.
Oh, I know what you mean. I shouldn't really be saying this, but I owed him quite a lot of money, so I'm glad he's gone. I was so young and naive when I took out that loan. I really didn't know where else to go. I just couldn't keep up with the rent, and I couldn't afford the interest. Just spiralled out of control, and he knew exactly what he was doing. What a snide.
I don't blame you, Duck. Nobody does. Everyone I know who came into contact with the bloke had one problem or another with him. Some people are just born wrong-uns. I heard he pinched the collection basket from church once. I'd be surprised to even see the vicar at his funeral. Never mind anyone else.
You're right there.
Who are they talking about? Sounds like a right cretin. Come on, just tell me. Woof! Crikey! That was a cold one. Wait, are we at Wilford Hill Cemetery? Whose grave is that?
The ghost of Christmas Tomorrow slowly lifted his arm to point to the name on the headstone. There read a name that made Stinge's world turn inside out.
Me? I'm dead. Please, sir, you don't understand. I want to change my ways, I really do. I know it's going to take a lot of time to get there completely, but I'm going to do this. I want to make this right. There are so many things I need to do. I need to help others with me money, not keep it all to myself. I promise I won't go back to me old ways. I promise. Have mercy on me. The spirit of Christmas will live on in me heart. Please, sir. Please.
As Caspar prized his eyes open, he noticed his champagne glass was hanging from the tips of his fingers, the faint buzz of the television in the distance. He was back in his mansion in the park. He leapt from his armchair, burst out of the front door, and ran down the street, punching the air with Christmas cheers. He grabbed his wallet from his pocket and started posting £20 notes through letterboxes.
One for you, and one for you, one for you, one for you.
Stinge had found Christmas buried in the bottom of his heart. It may have disappeared for a long, long time, but it was still there. He pulled it out of himself like a magician's handkerchief. Once he got started, he just couldn't stop. First, he gave stock away to the food banks and homeless people of the city, including all his tins of baked beans.
Merry Christmas, one and all!
Hooray!
He popped round to Barry's house, lavished them with massive turkey, taters, Yorkshire puds, and promised Minnie Mike a pair of prosthetic limbs.
It's the least I can do. Barry, if you fancy a break with your family, I'm sure we can sort some holiday payout for you, fella.
Thank you, Mr. Stinge.
Oi, it's Caspar to you, mate.
Overwhelmed with love and life, Caspar made his way to the old trip, where he danced and sang with family and friends until the stars faded into the morning light. The more he smiled and laughed with others, the further away his wicked ways felt. He remembered each of the spirits who visited him. The ghost of Christmas yesterday, Robin Hood, with his merry generosity. The ghost of Christmas now, Brian Clough, with his harsh but well-intentioned advice. And the chilling silence of the ghost of Christmas tomorrow. Casper gulped as he fought back tears of bliss, looking to the clouds and mumbling thanks over drinks with his nephew.
Blimey, what's got into you, Uncle Cass?
Let's just say, a little bit of Nottingham Christmas spirit, our kid.
And with a nudge and a wink, Casper Stinge never looked back on his old crooked ways again.
A Nottingham Christmas Carol is produced by BBC Radio Nottingham. The cast is Andy Whittaker, David Jackson, Sarah Julian, Dean Jackson, Alan Clifford, David Sykes, Jenny Barsby, Mark Dennison, Colin Frey and Pip Watts. Sound effects by Hayley Compton. Your narrator is Verity Cowley. Production and editing by Becca Bryars, Hayley Compton and Philip Chapman. A Nottingham Christmas Carol was written by Bridie Squires. To get all four episodes at once, search Facebook for BBC Radio Nottingham.